Balfour, a Snellville Republican, was charged with 18 felony counts in relation to expense reports he filed with the state legislature. Balfour testified on his own behalf and admitted to sloppy record-keeping. His attorney, Ken Hodges, says there's a big difference between sloppiness and a felony.
He made 12 mistakes over 5 years, and this was a ridiculous waste of taxpayer money, and it should have never been prosecuted.
With his acquittal, Balfour's suspension from the state Senate is automatically lifted. But Senator Josh McCoon, a Republican from Columbus who filed the initial ethics complaint against Balfour, says he doesn't think his colleague should get off scot-free.
For someone who acknowledged in open court that he filed false reports with the state legislative fiscal office in order to wrongfully receive taxpayer dollars, I think that is a offense that warrants discipline.
Balfour's reinstatement to the Senate Republican caucus is not automatic, and McCoon says he'll vote against it. Matt Towery is a former Republican state representative. He's now a pollster and political consultant. He says, in hindsight, the caucus's decision to oust Balfour appears hasty.
They're going to need him for that supermajority in the Senate that the Republicans hold. So I think it'll probably be an uncomfortable, what I would call, rapprochement, in which they all slowly become pals again.
Governor Nathan Deal said only that Balfour has been a friend to him and his administration, and that he knows Balfour and his family are relieved by the verdict. In a statement, State Attorney General Sam Olin said he was disappointed in the outcome of the case. For WABE News, I'm Lisa George.